Alrighty then, let's do this. Hello everybody, Bill Buckmaster along with my friend Ed Alexander on the other side of the glass, Ed producing and engineering our show as we get things rolling on this midweek edition early in the afternoon on Wednesday the 19th of August, coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. But you don't need to be by a radio. If you're around a computer anywhere in the world, you can live stream us at KVOI. That's the station's fine website. And on my website, I'm very proud of our work at BuckmasterShow.com, where we have all of our podcasts and our complete show archive. That's available for you really anytime, anywhere. Again, BuckmasterShow.com. Our live line number 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Let's welcome now our leadoff guest, the University of Arizona President, Dr. Ann Weaver Hart. Dr. Hart, how are you?
I'm very well, Bill. Thank you. It's a very exciting time of year.
It is. Today is move-in day at the University of Arizona. The young folks are getting together and moving into the dorms and wherever, and the parents are shedding a few tears.
They are, but on the drive home, they're feeling a sense of relief that they've got young people launched.
They have launched them on a new path, and I'm sure hopefully will be a successful path. School then will start next week?
Yes, right. And a number of student groups have already begun their activities on campus. The sororities are in Rush. The Bear Down camping groups, the student government groups are all working very, very hard. Faculty are there. It's a pretty exciting time and very busy. You'll have trouble finding a parking place.
Tucson News Now has been reporting about this UA, University of Arizona Police Department survey. Hundreds of people were surveyed and returned the results, which is very good news. And most people giving UAPD high marks. However, some would say they'd like to see more cops and more visibility.
I think visibility is an issue. Many police departments developed a norm of patrol cars and staying in their cars. And granted, there are many issues that officers need to deal with that require them to be mobile. But much of what happens on a university campus involves one-on-one interaction. Our Chief of Police Brian Seastone is a longtime U of A community member. He really understands the students. They know and respect him. And I think Chief Seastone is doing a good job in changing those norms, getting our officers out of their cars and visible to the young people whom they serve.
We will definitely want to get the chief on the program to talk about his vision for policing on a university campus. I think it would make an engaging segment, certainly.
I agree. And our partnership with the Tucson Police is also critically important. And I know that he would be happy to talk to you about that.
Okay, so we have a new school year against a backdrop of certainly there's been budget cuts, there have been some layoffs going on. Kind of give us the overview. How are we in the money picture?
Well, the money picture is tough, and it's tough because of repeated cuts year after year, down over 40% since 2008 in state appropriations. And while student tuition has increased, it has not even come close to making up the loss of dollars in the general fund that goes directly to service for education that has been available to the university. We've worked very hard at becoming more efficient and more effective, but even just in this last year, when state general fund and tuition and fee revenues are combined, we're down 3.9% over last year after tuition increases. And if you even think of a very modest inflation of 1.5, and economists tell us a healthy economy is 2, we're down over 5% just year to year in the dollars that are available for students. But we are determined that the University of Arizona will never settle, and that we are going to invest in the future, and are very proud of the belt tightening plus investing that everyone is working on at the university to assure a wonderful future for the university in an environment of constrained resources.
So on the academic side, I think the university is going to sustain about $15 million in total cuts. Unfortunately, that does impact the classroom, doesn't it?
Well, we're working very hard to minimize the impact on the classroom. The actual cut in state appropriations was over $28 million. And we're trying very, very hard to make sure that the classroom is the least affected of the areas. We're working very hard to make sure that in business affairs across the university that we do more with less and that we serve our students and that core education and research mission, both of which are very important to us. So the cluster hires that were strategically planned are moving forward. We are contributing to our areas of strength. We are thinking and talking about faculty retention and the challenges that come with retaining world-class faculty in an environment where their earning capacity other places is greater.
One of the bright spots for the University of Arizona has been what's called tech transfer. It's the UA has now a tech transfer arm. Not only did the tech transfer folks hit their goals in 2015, but they're going to be putting out a rather ambitious schedule for 2016. These are really bright people who have come up with inventions, and then they want to get these inventions to the marketplace. And the University of Arizona is making that possible.
Absolutely. And all of us have a different kind of mix of intelligence. We don't all have the same talents. As we learn in our years in school that are dominated by book learning, and then in our careers when we see that people skills and financial management skills, decision-making skills, all of those forms of intelligence contribute to our success. So we are trained as faculty members to be really good at coming up with great new ideas and testing basic science, basic engineering, and research. What we don't do really well, because it isn't what we do, is think about how those great ideas might be translated into new businesses, new products, new drugs, new ways to solve the grand challenges. And so we're working very hard through TechLaunch Arizona to bring together entrepreneurs and business advisors with our talented engineers, scientists, and others to bring great ideas to people who know how to turn them into economic opportunity. So 213 new invention disclosures, which is up from only 188 just in 14. 99 provisional and 89 utility patents just this year, way up from the year before. Exclusive license agreements, which are very important because it isn't just a product or an idea that many companies are looking at, but an exclusive relationship with a company, and 12 new startup licensee companies. That's a big deal, and it contributes directly to Tucson and the broader region's economy.
And then the term is TechLaunch Arizona. That's the group name.
Yes.
And they really shepherd these ideas, the inventors, and help them through the whole process, right?
They do, and they hold what they call proof of concept meetings across campus, where students and faculty with a new idea can meet with people who take a concept, think about a concept, and how it might become a business or a product. And they work hard to help get the people who know how intellectual property and the potential associated with that. And so the 35 patents that were issued just this past year are a result of those partnerships and bringing people together. And I think that's the key, that we all are good at a different mix of things. And in a great university, it's a universe, and we bring those people together to maximize the outcome.
And then, of course, we want to keep as many of our fine students after they graduate. We would love to keep them here in Tucson, but many of them have to go to other places because they say there aren't any jobs. Well, this TechLaunch Arizona is forming new companies that can Ventana Pharmaceuticals is a wonderful example.
It's a wonderful example, indeed.
That started at the University of Arizona. So, you know, the question often comes, comes up. How do we keep these young people in Arizona?
Well, we make job opportunities available for them in existing organizations, but we also develop with them the spirit of innovation and entrepreneurship where they feel comfortable starting their own companies. I know that we are very proud of the number of U of A students who have stayed in our region by making their own economic opportunities, as well as those who are working with existing companies. We have a much higher density of high technology companies here in the Tucson region than in Maricopa County, for instance. Multiple times more per capita opportunities in technology, and a lot of people don't realize what that potential is.
Yeah, because people often say, well, they compare us to Phoenix, but we can certainly hold our own in higher education.
We certainly can. And the population density in Phoenix, which, as you know, is about the same as Philadelphia, mm-hmm. Makes a very different population component. But we're very proud of our work here.
All right. We're going to take a break right here with Dr. Ann Weaver-Hart, president of the University of Arizona. We have another segment with Dr. Hart. If you would like to join in the conversation, Dr. Hart is always a very good sport about entertaining your questions and comments. The number is 790-2040. There have been some new rankings that have come out about the University of Arizona. We'll address that and other things with Dr. Hart right after this.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $99 per month. Plus, get your first month free. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 8/30/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek Wednesday edition, coming up exactly at 12:19. Dr. Ann Weaver Hart is with us. Dr. Hart, it's always an honor to have her on our show. She tries to join us every couple of months here on the Buckmaster Show. And of course, today is a very serendipitous time to have Dr. Hart because University of Arizona is getting ready to crank up for another semester. And against a backdrop of some pretty decent ratings that came out, Princeton University had a rating that came out, and then there was an international rating that also put the U of A in pretty good stead.
Yeah, the group in Shanghai began a few years ago to look at world university rankings and takes into account a broad mix of features that recognize public and private universities. We're in the top 100 in the world. The recognition we get from our colleague universities is wonderful, and the relationship individual faculty have with their colleagues around the world, be that Mexico, Japan, France, Brazil, Dubai, it's very, very exciting. And it's wonderful to be seen as one of that top 100 contributors to new knowledge and education.
And this Princeton Review, that's a survey that's really done by university students, isn't it?
It is, and interestingly, it is affected by who chooses to respond and their particular attitudes. So fortunately, our students don't see their self-concept as tied to being a party school, so they don't describe themselves that way. But our students know that community life and being a well-rounded person in a world-class university is a part of the U of A. So we also get pretty good marks on social life and connectivity.
That's an area where the University of Arizona has always been strong.
Well,
social life and
it's fun to hear about the romances as I talk with alumni around the country.
Yep.
Lots of couples got their start at the University of Arizona.
Who you are speaking to right now.
Well, congratulations to Anne.
Yes, thank you very much. How about this new Office of Student Engagement? You're very excited about that. That's something that is definitely new this semester.
Absolutely. And along with the new Office of Student Engagement, we have a new transcript recognition. So students' commitment to engagement activities throughout their college years can be formalized in a transcript for employers and others to see what out-of-the-classroom experiences young people have had. You know, one of the things that we're really good at is content knowledge tested in massive blue book recitations and even multiple choice tests and essays. But applying that knowledge in a new setting outside the formal learning environment is an incredibly important skill. For knowledge to be yours, instantiated in who you are,
to own it,
you have to be able to see it as something that has an impact on the decisions and the life you live. And our engagement is aimed at that. And it's broad. It can be everything from an art project on the border with Mexican artists and University of Arizona artists, to an internship in a major multinational corporation on either of the coasts. But it's all about taking what you've learned and using it and making it yours outside the formal learning context.
You had quite a summer. Didn't you do a trip to Japan?
I did.
Had you been before?
I have, but when I was president of Temple University, I was there for commencement at Temple University Japan, which is the only university recognized by the Japanese Ministry of Education as a foreign university to give a full spectrum of degrees and also admit foreign students. And that was a great experience. This trip was related to our planetary sciences. As you all probably know, we have the $800 million OSIRIS-REx mission to a near-Earth asteroid to collect soil samples and bring them back to Earth to answer so many burning questions about the asteroids surrounding our planet, but also about the origins of life on our planet and the origin of planets. It's an incredible opportunity, and we have colleagues in JAXA, the Japanese Space Agency, and their Institute for Space and Astronomy. And we were there with our colleagues who do that work in Japan to talk with them about how we can maximize the benefit to humanity by assuring that Hayabusa 2, which is coming out of JAXA, and OSIRIS-REx have scholars that are talking together, working together, sharing soil samples, and advancing space science and planetary science.
All right.
It's wonderful.
Let's go to the live line. Matthew would like to bring up your recent visit south of the border. Go ahead, Matthew.
Well, as usual, I just wanted to say thank you, Dr. Hart, for everything you do for Southern Arizona, for Arizona, and for the U of A.
Thank you.
If I remember correctly, you received very high praise, and I forget from which guest, regarding the governor's recent visit to Mexico.
I think that...
You were the principal person that the guest spoke about as making the best impression on that the governor's visit. Have you been able to expand on the visit, take and give us any insights into any opportunities you were able to take advantage of?
Yes, and thank you. Wonderful visit, and we talked with business and government leaders, but also with university colleagues. We are very, very excited that in September we will be celebrating the opening of a new Center for Mexican Studies at the University of Arizona that is a base for the National University of Mexico in Mexico City. And we are moving our Mexico City headquarters to their campus. They are establishing a center on our campus, which is one of four in the U.S. and 11 in the world. And we're trying very, very hard to bring our scientists, our commercial enterprises, our agricultural experts, our cultural connectivity together to maximize that connection with our wonderful neighbors to the south. Our origins are Old Mexico and before that, New Spain. And this is land of many cultures and an opportunity economically for us as well as scientifically and culturally. We're extremely proud of those relationships, and we want them to expand on a regular basis. TRIO has just renamed itself the Sun Corridor. We're talking with them about helping to establish relationships in Mexico for trade and economic development in our region. And we really plan to build on those great relationships.
I think Matthew was referring to a guest. I had Juan Ciscomonte on the show. Juan is the governor's representative in Tucson, and he was speaking very highly of you, Dr. Hart, and that visit to Mexico. So there was an editorial in the Star a couple of weeks ago that the Board of Regents, which governs, of course, and oversees the three state universities, UA, ASU, and Northern Arizona Universities, the Star says that the region should definitely think about tightening admission standards at the UA and ASU. Some of your thoughts on that?
Well, I think admission standards are only a part of the equation. One can limit access like a trade guild and thereby control the earning capacity of those who make it into the guild and out of the guild. And we can also help young people be prepared to succeed. The University of Arizona does make very tough decisions on admission. We also have a national reputation for being one of the best places in the country to go if you have a learning disability and can work through the SALT Center to make the greatest advantage of the abilities. I talked earlier about us all having a different mix of intelligences. And the approach that we're taking is to maximize opportunity while making sure that we don't put young people in a position where they have no opportunities to succeed. So I agree that admission standards provide a way to filter in advance and that you can take past success and predict future success. But I'm very proud of the way the U of A has balanced admission, service, a focus on retention and graduation, and a focus on success for Arizonans.
Well, a lot of people, their only really exposure with campus is football season. They come onto campus.
Go Cats!
And they enjoy the football games. And, of course, the question always comes up, it's a very costly endeavor. Athletics, how much do they pay for themselves?
Our athletics department is one of the few in the country that actually is self-sustaining, largely self-sustaining. We do provide scholarships for scholarship athletes, and that is a university investment. But our athletics department raises a lot of money from boosters and fans, and ticket sales are hugely important. We have lots of opportunities to attend U of A football games. It's a great way to enjoy a family outing together, and we believe U of A athletics are important to our community, to its cohesion, and to just the good fun we have together. And if you want a good fun, go to the football Facebook site and see License to Thrill, their new video celebrating the mystique and excitement of upcoming football.
Yeah, and the tickets, the price point is very reasonable, and a whole family can enjoy an outing for a relatively small cost.
You
and
everybody
can. Everybody has a good time, and there's the tailgating and the whole experience.
Bring lots of water.
wonderful experience of college football in the fall. What could be more American? Dr. Ann Weaver Hart, thank you very much. Good luck with the new semester. Thanks.
And thank you. And again, congratulations on your award from the Professional Journalists of Arizona. We're all very proud of your accomplishments.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hart. All right, we'll take our break right here. We're going to meet a University of Arizona law student coming up next who has decided he's going to take the plunge, get into politics. We'll find out why a young person wants to get into politics right after this.
Arizona Stadium to experience the thrill of the 2015 Arizona football season. Be there for the big hits, miracle catches, and game-winning field goals. Be there as your Wildcats make history and march towards a Pac-12 championship. Be there to create priceless memories with family, friends, and fellow fans. Season tickets start as low as $99. That's just over $16 per game. Purchase your tickets today. Call 621-CATS or visit arizonawildcats.com/be-there.
Do you have flood or fire damage to your home?
Floods and fires can attract termites to the home and destroy pest prevention measures. Five Star Termite and Pest Control has a comprehensive treatment plan to protect your refurbished home. Five Star treats the building materials of the home not once, but twice. You can have Five Star's most thorough treatment protecting your home, and your homeowner's insurance covers it.
So before your restoration begins, call Five Star Termite and Pest Control, 886-0045.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Alrighty, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We're at the midway point of our midweek edition of the program, and this portion of Buckmaster is brought to you by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's just a three-hour road trip, basically, over to Silver City. We send a lot of Buckmaster Show listeners over to that area, and everybody comes back saying the same thing. They had a great experience. If you like to sample different foods, the Taste of Downtown is coming up in historic Silver City, and that'll be Saturday before Labor Day. So it'll be a great weekend outing. Again, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Great places to stay, like Gila Hot Springs Ranch, Georgetown Cabins, and Pinos Altos Cabins. You can find the full listing of things to do and places to stay on their great website, southwestnewmexico.org. We welcome now to the Buckmaster Show a young man, 24 years old, who has decided that he is going to throw his hat into the political ring. His name is Aaron Bauman. Aaron is a law student at the University of Arizona, a long family history in Nogales, I think about 100 years, pioneer family down there. Aaron, good to see you, and thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here.
So why did you make this decision? You're obviously, you've got a lot going on with your schooling, you're in law school. This is going to take time, and it's going to take a lot of involvement. Why did you make that decision?
I made the decision because I don't think Arizona can wait any longer. I am young, but my experience in law school and my experience working at places such as the Arizona Center for Law and the Public Interest, the Tucson Immigrant Workers Project, and the Natural Resources Defense Council has put me in a position where I think I can serve Arizona, and I think that I can be a different kind of politician than those that are currently in the legislature and in the governor's mansion.
Now, Legislative District Number 2 includes all of Santa Cruz County. It's currently represented in the House of Representatives by Rosanna Gabaldon, a Democrat, and Chris Ackerley, a Republican. Both are from Sahuarita. Is there something that Ms. Gabaldon and or Mr. Ackerley are not doing that you feel that needs to be done? Is that part of this equation?
Yeah, it is. I think that the foremost concern for the state and the district is education. I think that's what people in Arizona are concerned about right now, as far as what the state can do to help everyday people and in the future of our state. Now, the current representatives, one of whom is a Republican, one is a Democrat, they're perpetuating the status quo. They're apparently satisfied with the current state of education. Now, the governor passed a budget recently that cut funding for universities, it cut all funding for community colleges, and it cut funding for K-12 education. Now, I think that it's unconscionable and can't stand that to continue. Now, the governor also has spoken about a proposal to draw funding for the next 10 years from an investment fund meant to benefit K through 12 education for the entirety of the future of Arizona as a state.
You're speaking of the state trust program.
Right, that's
state
right.
State trust fund.
Mm-hmm. Now, he's made this seem appealing because it will provide a windfall for students now and in the next 5 years when he's in office. But what will happen when he leaves office is our education system will fall off a fiscal cliff, and we will be left far worse than when we started, when he entered office and when our current representatives in LD2 entered office.
You are a Democrat. Is that district, you think, I think it's heavily, is it heavily Democratic?
It is heavily Democratic.
Yeah. So Chris Ackerley, being a Republican, kind of swam against the tide, didn't he?
That's right. Yeah, he won in an upset, mm-hmm. and he won based in part on his past record as a public school teacher. Now, it was deceptive, I believe, to the voters in the district because he ran as a teacher and as a friend of teachers, but he has consistently failed to serve the needs of teachers and students. And I think that the voters will pay attention to that and vote him out of office in the next election.
One of the things that disturbed a lot of people is the program, the joint cutting, big cut. It didn't zero it out, as I have said before. I was corrected, and rightly so. It was heavily cut. JTED, the Joint Technological Education District. To the point where it was cut that the people with JTED feel it really can't survive without some infusion of funds from this next current session of the legislature
right.
coming up.
Yeah, that's right. I think that JTED is should be a priority for the legislature and the governor, but has failed to be. Now, in addition to cutting community college funding, he's cut funding to JTED, and that should be a critical part of creating a compelling economy now and in the future. We have in my district the U of A Tech Park. And instead of what the U of A Tech Park can do is create high-tech jobs in high-tech technical and manufacturing jobs. And JTED should be a critical component, a feeder component to those jobs. But if we fail to invest in JTED, in community colleges, and in the University of Arizona, we are setting up our economy to fail.
Water is one of the issues that you're very concerned about. Water, of course, we live in the desert. What could be more of a precious resource?
That's right. That's right. Now, in my district, not only do we have to deal, as we always do, with potential scarcity, but there's also the Rosemont Mine, the proposed Rosemont Mine in the Santa Rita Mountains. Now, this mine's is especially of concern to residents of my district because it has the potential to poison the water supply to thousands that live in the watershed of the Santa Rita Mountains. Now, I will not allow the mine to do so, and it's a key component of my campaign that I will oppose the mine, and I will do everything I can to preserve the water supply for the constituents of my district.
One of our listeners has just emailed me and said that both Mr. Ackerley and Ms. Gulberdone voted against the budget and cuts to education. Are you sure that they actually voted against that?
They did vote against the budget, both of them. But it's not just a single vote. Mm-hmm. Now, voting on... When you call attention to individual votes on specific pieces of legislation, you allow politicians to escape responsibility for their positions. Now, Representatives Ackerley and Gabaldon did vote against the budget, but they have failed to stand up to the governor, and they have failed to be advocates for education, which is the role of a representative, to represent the wishes and the values of their constituents and to create law that advances those values.
All right. So how are you structuring this campaign? I mean, what just kind of a grassroots effort? What are you doing?
Yes, I'm trying to appeal to the constituents of the district and truly to any concerned citizens of Southern Arizona and the entire state. A representative serves the constituents of his or her district, but votes on policy that affects everyone in the state. Over the next year, I'm going to try to meet as many people in the state and in my district as I can and appeal to them to become involved, because if we don't at a grassroots level encourage participation, then we will allow the status quo to continue, and we will allow a select few to continue to benefit off the hard work of everyday Arizonans.
You know, getting back to Mr. Ackerley, he did run as an agent of change primarily for education, being a teacher. And again, he and Ms. Gabardone did not like this budget and voted against it and the cuts to education.
That's right. That's right. But as I said before, Bill, it's not just a single vote. It's a record of advocacy.
Okay.
You need to be speaking up for the issues that matter, and that's education. And the current state of education in the state has left a record of what our current politicians feel about the state of education.
All right. So where can people find out more? Go to your website?
Yes, you can go to my website at www.bauman4az.com. That's my last name, B as in boy, AUMANNFORAZ.com.
Okay. Good luck to you, Aaron Bauman. Thanks. Nice
Thank
to meet you.
Thank you very much, Bill.
All right. 12:44 on the Buckmaster Show. Mr. Tom Collier waiting in the wings. We'll bring Mr. Collier in, our consumer contributor, right after this.
My flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garber on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Thursday for a newsmaker interview with U.S. Senator Jeff Flake. Also, Tucson celebrates its Founding Day anniversary, the city now 240 years young. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with anywhere in the world live streaming, podcasts, and show archive at buckmastershow.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. One of our favorite contributors, Mr. Tom Collier, joining us now. Tom covers...
Oh, you say that to all the contributors.
All 24, right? When they're here, I say my favorite. Tom Collier is with us. Mr. Collier, Windows 10, very highly publicized, the rollout. People, I'm sure, on their computers got messages many months in advance. It's coming. It's going to be, I don't know if they said easy, but it's going to take a very... What was the terminology they used? A simple fix, maybe something like that. I didn't find that to be the case, and I had to have an IT guy set mine up.
Most people are going to discover that that is the similar situation, a situation similar to that. Unfortunately, I don't think most people are going to be able to get an IT guy to come in and figure out how to put Windows 10 together. Most people who have Windows 7 or Windows 8, and there are a lot of people who still have Windows 7, believe it or not.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And Windows 8 are getting offers now, and I think the offer ends the 1st of October, to get a free upgrade from Windows 7 or Windows 8 or Windows 8.1 to the new Windows 10. The upgrade can take place in a number of ways. If you are connected to the internet and Wi-Fi, it can be downloaded, and then it'll do through its a mix of magic. Supposedly, it'll upgrade itself on your computer. The problem that most people have is that they don't fully understand what they're letting themselves in for. There's a thing, and you and I do it, everybody does it, it's called the terms and conditions, the mm-hmm. user agreement,
yes.
the license where you just click I agree, otherwise mm-hmm. the whole process stops. And if you don't click I agree, the whole process stops. So most of us just say, okay, I'll click I agree. Well, what have I agreed to? Most people are in a position where you're not going to read the terms and conditions or the end user license agreement, the EULA, and then say, I better call Redmond, Washington, where Microsoft is located, mm-hmm. and call the reception and say, I'd like to negotiate the end user license agreement,
oh,
please.
Yeah. How far are you going to get with that
it
one?
It ain't going to happen.
No.
So what you have to do is figure out how it's going to impact you. Windows 10, we don't have time to really go over all the situations that it creates. Mm-hmm. So what I would suggest is that you use your favorite server, you use your favorite search engine to look at some of the things you need to do if you install Windows 10 might be, at least some of the suggestions. There are two things that the new Windows 10 does that are, I think, problematic. The first one is that when you install it and you don't turn it off, what you agree to is to let Windows 10, whenever there's an update, use what's known as a torrent method to do the update. And what that is your computer becomes a tiny participant and produces a bit of the upgrade for other computers. It just sort of resides on your computer, and the torrent takes from a whole bunch of sources and, you know, starts with rivulets and flows into the river, and the river eventually becomes the torrent. Mm-hmm. And the torrent goes in as opposed to a situation where when you have an upgrade, you have one connection to the upgrade server and it's a one-to-one relationship. A torrent is a many-to-one relationship. So what you're doing is you're saying, okay, I'm going to let Microsoft use my computer when they need to distribute an upgrade. Mm. Do you want to do that?
Mm.
The other thing that I believe is problematic is one of the conditions when you install Windows 10 is that it asks you, and all of these things are automatically checked as yes, you have to opt out. Mm-hmm. They're automatically set to happen and to mm-hmm. occur, is that it will examine the files on your computer, particularly the document files and your letters and text mm-hmm. files and things like that, to determine if it can somehow improve its suggestions and the way that it puts forth, spell check or something like that, mm-hmm. or document formatting. Do you remember Clippy? You remember Clippy and when the little Microsoft paperclip would appear at the bottom of the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like you're attempting to write a letter.
Yeah, I remember that.
I thought Clippy must die.
So So this is kind of invasive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I frankly am not comfortable with Microsoft looking, and they say that it's done in a way where they can't tell what kind of information I'm getting. They can't identify or track or trace the information to me. That's what they say. But the question is, are you comfortable with them combing through the files that are on your hard drive and determining whether or not they might be able to, you might have some kind of tip or condition that would allow them to become a better provider of service.
Now, what's good about it?
Well, there are people who say it's a lot faster, mm-hmm. I don't use Windows. I use this is an opportunity for somebody who wants to get away and break away from Windows to look at other options. There's Mac. There's also the Linux distributions, Ubuntu being the largest one, and it's what I use. It does appear faster, yeah. and a boot up takes less time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've noticed that.
So, and apparently one of the things they've done is they've made it a little more intuitive. When mm-hmm. Windows 8 came out, most people were just incensed at the difficulty in getting your computer to do what you want it to do. That's mm-hmm. always been Microsoft's Achilles heel, as far as I'm concerned, is they decide how they want you to work using their software, and they set it up, and you have to conform your work requirements to the way their software is built.
What if you do nothing and just stay with like Office or the Windows Professional 7 or whatever?
Eventually,
what would happen if you just decide to do nothing?
Eventually, you will be in a situation where your operating system is no longer supported by Microsoft. That happened with Microsoft Excel, and what happens is you don't get security updates. So if there are any vulnerabilities, you remain vulnerable to your computer being hacked or cut into in some way. I'm not sure. I don't remember the exact date when they're going to stop supporting Windows 7 or Windows 8. But what happens is that if you just stay with the current operating system that you have, you lose the opportunity to get the patches and the protections from newly discovered vulnerabilities.
Tom, a lot of news recently about a college, for-profit college called Brown Mackey. They had all sorts of problems with the nursing students. What was the upshot of all of that?
Well, the upshot of all of that is right now the nursing students are being supposedly retrained at Brown Mackey College's expense. Mm-hmm. And the difficulty is that they were not prepared to take the state nursing board's examination so that they could be licensed as nurses. I think the tragedy of that is if you look at the want ads right now, mm-hmm. most of the help wanted ads are for jobs in the medical field.
Yes, they are.
So for people who think, well, I'm going to train for something where I can make a good living and get a good job, which is not the case in a lot of fields right now, and then to be in a situation where their money, and most of them took out student loans, so they owe the money whether they can work in the field that they train for or not. Some of them actually, unfortunately, have used up their veterans benefits to take this training in an area that from a for-profit school. I'm not going to say private schools are bad. I'm not going to say, certainly colleges and universities like Pima College and the University of Arizona, which are mm-hmm. the traditional colleges, mm-hmm. are where you would get a better opportunity. Mm-hmm. But I think the writing is on the wall with respect to these for-profit colleges.
Okay.
They saw a pile of money. They went for it. They've looted it. And now you're watching their stocks are tanking. Their stock prices are tanking. And people are generally recognizing that a for-profit college is not exactly now the best bargain if you want to get some kind of training to get you a job so that you can earn a living.
Can we take a quick call here before we wrap it up?
Sure.
Let's go to Al. Hello, Al. You're on the live line.
Bill, hi. Tom, a question for you. I have reserved my Windows 10, but now hearing what you're saying, one question that I had that they don't explain to you is that if you convert and download the new version of the 10, that you may be subject to fees. Any idea what those fees are and how much they are?
No, I don't. And I would suggest you might want to try to see if you can get a reply as to what those fees are out of Microsoft, if they have a 800 number you can call. That also may be something where, like on sometimes when you download apps for a smartphone, it says you can make in-app purchases. Sometimes those purchases are inept. But what it may mean is that if you click in the wrong place, you may wind up getting charged. That's not a good answer. I apologize, but maybe you should ask Microsoft.
Well, there is a little I've noticed there's a little icon now with Windows 10 right at the bottom that saying that if you want to buy any of their products, this is the convenient way to do it or whatever.
So, well, of course, yeah. The operating system just is the operating system. If you have a need to do a business that uses Writer or spreadsheets or anything like that, that's extra. You have to buy that.
And Ed was asking, I think, would you need to buy the Excel and Outlook and these other things for the new system? I guess so, right?
I think so, yeah. Buy the upgraded versions.
Okay.
Oh, well.
All right.
So the Excel and those are not included. You would have to pay additional for those.
Right. Thanks, okay. Al. Okay.
Tom, thank you. Bill, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Tom, we're going to have to let you go, but thank you very much for your support. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Bill.
All right. Coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, another one of our fine local talk shows, 4 to 5. And then the morning show, we do 3 hours of local talk, 6 to 9. The first two-thirds of that is Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone, 8 to 9. And then, of course, our friend Ed Alexander is on the other side of the glass, bright and early with those 3 hours of shows. And then Ed graciously sticks around to do the Buckmaster Show at 12:04. And we'll be back with you with the Thursday edition. Till then, Ed and I say have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.